8:26 p.m. That is obviously local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it is, in fact, 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm your chairman, and it is up to me to decide where and what we do today. Or where we go, anyway. So, today's going to be a mott spotting day, because it's like 80 degrees outside. So I'm wearing my short pants. Pretty excited about that, and I think we're going to head out. But where are we going to go? With all the traffic at Heron Haven these days, I don't know if I want to even go there. Where are we going to find us some dudes today? I don't know. We're just going to have to head out, start looking, see what we can find. I don't know where we're going to go until we get there, so we might as well just go. Sí, me gusta. Me gustan todas. And here we are. It's a lovely day. It's a little warm. It's about 80 degrees. This could potentially be dangerous for me. Should we be getting back in the car and turning around and going home? Well, that would be the prudent medical advice. But who am I to take prudent medical advice? Come on. My middle name is Danger. That's right. My full name is October Danger Revolution. And I have decided to come to Heron Haven today. And it's not too bad. There are two cars in the parking lot, one of which I recognize as being one of the volunteers. It is, in fact, Verla. And Verla is working in the various gardens. It's that time of year again to start getting this kind of stuff rolling. So I'm standing on the picnic table, looking over into the Mulhall's property. There's another car here. It might be another Heron Haven person. I don't know. It might be... Whoa! What was that? Oh, it was just a goose. I'm walking along here, and a giant shadow went across the path. And I thought maybe it was a raptor, or maybe it was a heron. But I looked up, nope, just a Canada. Canada geesers are kind of fun. So, here we are, once again at Heron Haven. And I'm heading into the forest. This is going to be an interesting day. It is warm. Okay, yeah, you know, it was literally below freezing a couple nights ago, two nights ago, and now it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Taking off my sunglasses, putting on my forest glasses, and we're ready to rock. Oh wait, I guess I should get my camera ready. Oh, I suspect we're gonna see some turtles today. Yeah. Because it's sunny, and the turtles like to come out and bask, basking in the sun. And I know some other dudes that like to bask, like marmots. So I'm looking back there into that area where I know there's a marmot den, and I don't see anything. But I do see a red-winged blackbird, and I can hear a lot of red-winged blackbirds. And if you know what red-winged blackbirds sound like, you can probably hear them too. It's a loud and raucous bird party here in the bird zone. What are we going to find today? Well, at least there's a little bit of a breeze. That'll help keep things cool. I'm trying to think if I know where my cetrazine is, my emergency rescue drug, in case I have an issue today. Yeah, I think it's sitting there by my alarm clock at home. So I'm kind of looking around into the billabong, into the sub pond, not seeing anything. There's another big frog out there on that log. And I think we're going to head out onto the boardwalk. which may necessitate the replacement of my sunglasses on my face, because it's going to get very bright and very glary very fast. Oh, who's this up here? I'm walking on the path that leads out to the boardwalk. There's a goose right here. Hi. Excuse me, I'm just going to keep on walking by. You can stay there. Oh yeah, hi. She's sitting there with her wings flared out because she's a little warm today. Okay, see you later. I wonder who that was. Was that my goose, Raina? Is that why she didn't freak out? I passed within a meter and a half of her. She was just sitting on the ground with her wings flared out a little bit. Normally, if I saw that behavior, I would think she was protecting her babies. They do that, especially when it rains. That's always interesting. Okay, no, we got some people out here on the end of the boardwalk. Is that a kid? Yeah, well, as I glance around out here, I don't see any action. Oh, I do see a turtle out on a log. So I'm not going to go out to the boardwalk. It seems like it might be a little bit too hot to go out there anyway. So I have turned around. I'm heading back into the cool shadows of the forest. So that means we're going to approach this goose again. I wonder what this goose is doing. Just trying to cool off? Yeah, just sitting here. Hi. Hello. Oh, I want to pet you and give you goosey kisses, but I know you won't let me, so I keep going. There's that big old frog on the log. Oh, whoa, here's a big old thug of a frog right here. Oh, geez, he's not 1, 2, 3 meters away, and he doesn't even look real. He looks like he could be ceramic, and he's a biggin. He's like both of my fists put together. There's another big one down there along the edge. Well, it's Giant Frog Dominance Day here in the sub pond. That's cool. All right. Do frogs count as dudes? So if we're out spotting dudes, do frogs count? I don't know. Only because I heard something. I heard something in the underbrush. I don't know. Do frogs count as dudes? I don't know. They're so commonplace. You know, it's like squirrels. Do squirrels count as dudes? You know, you can stay home and you can watch squirrels run around in your front yard or backyard or wherever. Now, in my house, we don't have frogs. But there's frogs here, and there's always so many frogs here. In what context does a frog count as a dude? Yeah. I don't know. I'm walking along the side of Turtle Bay. I'm trying to look down there to see if there's anything going on. I hear something else. I think I hear birds moving around. Yeah. Birds, birds, birds. Gonna walk into the wall blind here. Yeah, there's birds in the leaves doing stuff. And I keep thinking it's dudes. Looking into the wall blind. What is that? Oh, something was moving in the grass. It's a giant frog. I can see him hopping away. He's so big. If you stretched him out, he'd be 35 centimeters long. Or even longer. Where did he go? There he is. Boom! Kersplash! Yeah, there's a boatload of frogs around here. Hey, there's a little chirper. Big ol' frogs, big ol' frogs. So, I don't know. Maybe it's frog day. Maybe it's frog day and nobody told me. The frog union didn't send me the memo. to all interested parties. What is today? Like the 23rd? April 23rd will be Frog Day. Wow. Okay, so I'm walking around Turtle Bay. I can't even count all the frogs. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 6, at least 16 out on that log. Whack, I heard you. There's dozens right here, little ones, big ones, different kinds. Here's one that looks like he's yellow. Right next to me is next to one that's black. There's 4 frogs on that log, and that log's only 60 centimeters long. Look at all these frogs out here. Oh, I see some action. Way out there in Turtle Bay, there's something going on under the water. And yeah, I bet that's a snapper. I can't see him, but there's a lot of action out there. There's a couple ducks. They got spooked by me. Now, I would like to know what's going on out there, but there is no place where I can see that any better than from here, and we're really far away, like 35, maybe even 40 meters. Okay, so I'm going to keep moving. Blah, 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 blah. Walking through the forest. It's getting pretty green. Can't see very deep into the woods anymore because all the little bushes and everything are all greened up and leafed out. Most of the trees are starting to bud. Some of the trees are starting to show little tiny leaves. But I'm walking in the direct sunlight, and this is not a good thing. I can feel it. It doesn't hurt yet, so that's a good thing. Although I can kind of feel it coming. So, yeah. Zona peligrosa. I'm crossing the footbridge that overlooks the that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And I can see there's something weird out there. I think there's a little turtle on the back of a snapping turtle, on a big snapping turtle. Because I can see something. There's no log there, but somehow there's a turtle sitting there in the middle on the surface of the water. And then on the other side of the turtle, I can see like another turtle's head sticking out. So we might be seeing turtle reproduction. Either way, we're finally seeing some turtles. Turtles like to turtle in the turtle pond, doodaloot. That's the only thing going on over there. So let's head over to the big blind. See if we can see anything going on out here. It is a bit warm. I'm starting to get worried. If for some reason you should hear a large crashing sound, that's probably me passing out while going into anaphylaxis and collapsing to the ground. Alright, on the big new log, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 turtles. On the logs behind that, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9? I think 9 turtles. Goose Island, who's out there? Oh, maybe 4, 5, 7 geese. Anybody in the Delta? No. Who's on this log out here? Any dudes on this log? No. No turtles on the log right in front of the blind. There's not much going on out here in the main pond. I think a bee just tried to fly into my face. I'm still looking around. I'm looking high and I'm looking low. I do not see my blue herons. I do not see my egrets. Ooh, I do not see much of anything. Where are all the geese? Yeah, there's none on the water, and there's like 7 on Goose Island. There's a couple nests out there, it looks like, so hooray! That means we're going to have some baby geese this year, just like every year. Everybody likes the baby goosers. I'm not seeing anything else. The water's pretty still. Well, there's some geese way out there having some kind of argument. Chasing each other around, splashing in the water. So that's always fun. Goose drama. Okay, so Where's our dudes, yo? I'm actually thinking that I'm going to bail out of here. And maybe we need to head out to OPPD. See if we can't find our marmots. Hey. See if we can't find our marmots and see if we can't find some mushrooms. I don't know how much it really rained yesterday. I don't think it rained much. Everything here is dry. Dry as a bone. So, I don't know what we're going to find in the way of mushrooms, but we should go check. So let's head on out of here and go to OPPD. Oh, it'll probably take me 5 minutes to drive it, but to you, all my listeners out in Radio Land, it will only take about 3 seconds. Count with me now. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are at OPPD. I'm still a little hot. Having to ride over here in my solar oven of a car has made me kind of warm, but I'm out. I'm looking around. I'm crossing over footbridge number 1 on our way up Marmot Alley. But there's something I need to tell you. As I was leaving Herrenhaven and driving over the bridge over the creek, I looked down into the creek, and there was some goosers swimming in the creek and 2 ducks, but there was a turkey waddling along the side of the bank. He's like, oh, I want to hang out with you other birds. Maybe that turkey thought he was a goose. And I thought that was funny. And then I was thinking, oh, okay, well, if it's turkey day, I better drive up Turkey Street. So, you know, 100 meters down the road, I took a right turn and zipped up Turkey Street, and yep, sure enough, I'm driving up the street. Do-do-do-do-do. There's a turkey, a big tom turkey jogging through somebody's yard. And, oh, it's just a squirrel. And then he crossed the street behind me. I watched him in my rearview mirror as he went bloop, 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 running across the street. It was funny. So we've seen 2 different turkeys in 2 different places today. Apparently it's turkey day, and I thought it was frog day. Okay, I'm gonna walk over here to see if there's any matis over here hanging out near this den. No, I don't even think that den's even getting any action. So I'm gonna cross completely over the path here and go over to where all the marmot dens are at the edge of the forest. Check to see if any of these dens are in use. There's a squirrel under this bush who was trying to trick me into thinking that he was a mot. This den is not in use. This is really weird. For the last, how long has it been? 5 or 6 years? These dens here, yeah, this one's not cleared either. Oh wait, does this one have some loose dirt around it? Is this a mati den now? Well, we got some loose dirt over on this one, so maybe somebody's getting into that. But the funny thing is these dens have always been the ones that I see the mots in first. They're the first mots of the year, always hanging out over here. And these dens, this is the first time I think I've ever seen them go this long without being used. Oh, there's another squirrel trying to trick me into thinking he's a mot. I see you, squirrely. I see you. You're not tricky. All right, so into the forest we go. Over the second footbridge. I shouldn't stomp on the footbridges because I'll probably scare the dudes away. I wonder if we'll see any turkeys in here today. It's, I don't want to say it's rare, but it's kind of, yeah. I have seen turkeys in here, but this is like the least likely place of all the places I go to find them. We should, however, keep our eyes open because it could happen. So just to make sure that we have every opportunity for weirdness. I'm going to take the deer detour. I'm getting on my favorite deer path here. Got my camera ready. My senses are on high alert. We're going to take this deer path that brings us pretty close to the interstate, so you'll be able to hear lots of traffic noises. And I'll remind you that people don't seem to be impressed that I run into these animals. And I think people think that it's because I'm out in the country. No, that is not in fact the case. I'm in the middle of a pretty large metropolitan area. And that's why it's so unusual that we keep running into deer and turkeys walking around the streets in the middle of a city. That is the significance of what we do here. And I'm not seeing any dudes on this path. I'm a-looking. Now here's where we used to be able to turn right, and that's where all the deer used to hang out. But all the trees fell down, and now we have to go down here. Do-do-do-do-do. Alright, well, I didn't see any turkeys or any deer back there. Or any marmots, for that matter. Did not see any marmots, but there's not a lot of marmot attraction up there. Marmots like to be more over here. And here I am crossing over the next footbridge, looking down into the creek for footprints. Hey, and I don't see any footprints. All right, so we're gonna walk over here into the little amphitheater, and but I smelled something. I wonder if there's a dude back here. I don't see anything. All right, so let's go up here further up the path and duck into the, we'll check this marmot den and we'll duck into the secret mushroom grounds, see if we can find some stuff. And as I walk up here, approaching that Mati den, no, there's no Mats hanging out. I kind of thought there would be, but by this log, there's a more huge flush of Caprinus. We were out here the other day when we saw those Caprinus pop for the first time. Now there's just a huge area of them, and most of them are starting to ink out. You know, maybe this is the year that I actually make Inky Cap ink. I could do that, you know. That might be fun to do. Basically, what we would do is harvest a whole... I keep thinking I'm smelling something. We would harvest a whole load of Caprinus mushrooms, like Inky Caps, and then let them spore out over a container full of, I don't know, alcohol or something. And we could make our own indigo ink. All right, I'm gonna check this tree for witch's butter. No, none. And I think that guy that we ran into crossing the footbridge, I think he's a mushroom hunter. Because he's looking at, he's on the other side of the creek. And he went up the deer pathway. Yeah, I'm watching him, and he's looking at the ground. He's most assuredly a mushroom hunter. I can tell just by the way he's looking. So I'm going to be really casual and pretend I'm not looking at the ground here. I'm not seeing any mushrooms, but I kind of didn't really expect to see any. Don't think we've had the big soak that we need. The conditions are just not quite perfect. But I'm going to keep walking up here to see if we can find any deer. There's lots of birds flying around. Oh. And I'm starting to feel the effects of the heat. As I glance down at my arms, I can see the beginning flush of cholinergic urticaria. That's exciting, because that means we're just, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes away from anaphylaxis. So I'm thinking that we can't spend a whole lot more time running around in here. We need to think about getting out of here and getting back home and possibly taking some medicine. Or at least, you know, get a nice cold drink. And do I have any food at home? I have hot food at home. I don't want to eat hot food. I want to eat cold food. Maybe I'll go to the store and get some stuff to make some sandwiches. I don't see any deer back here. And I'm already into the sumac. So, out of the sumac we go. I hear a bird that sounds like a frog. Maybe I'm getting delirious and starting to hallucinate. No, I'm really hearing that. And I'm still pretty sharp, all things considered. But I'm starting to weird stuff. So, yeah, I'm back on the main trail. I'm heading back to the car. Unfortunately, I'm in direct sunlight. And yeah, it's danger day. But I don't care. I could die right now. Anaphylactic shock can kiss my ass. I got to see 2 turkeys and a whole bunch of giant frogs today. So, you know, I don't care what happens from here on out. I don't give a damn, son. As I walk by the edge of the forest on the way back to my car, I'm finding this den, this big den. It's all cleared out now. Every hole is clear. Every hole has loose dirt. You know that big brown mati we found here the other week? I bet he's in there right now. He's looking at us and mocking us. I'm starting to get a little bit delirious. Because, hey, what's that over there? Is that a mati? No, that's a lump of dirt. Okay, I have to not get distracted. I have to stay focused and go back to my car and get out of here because, yeah, it is way too hot for me to be out here this early in the season. So, you have been listening to the Dubious Mastocytosis Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC. So, you know, tune in all the time because I'll either find something awesome or end up in the hospital. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yes, it does. Oh, ow, it's starting to hurt too. Yeah, gotta get out of here. Gotta find something cold to drink, something green. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome.